Welcome into episode 7 of Track Talk. I'm your host, Andrew Gallinger. A little change to the format this week. Instead of recapping the race from Texas Motor Speedway this past weekend, I am going to look ahead a few weeks to follow a significant announcement by NASCAR that came earlier in the week. That is, a change to the 2018 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series All-Star Race format at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. The race is set to be held on Saturday night, May 19th, in a battle for $1 million. Here's the breakdown. What's the biggest change this year? The rules package the cars will run. Restrictor plates will be used at Charlotte Motor Speedway, along with a 6-inch high spoiler with 12-inch ears and the 2014 style splitter will also be used along with aero ducts. That's designed to promote more passing and tighter competition, and it's very similar to what the NASCAR Xfinity Series used at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway last year, a race that saw a record number of leaders and lead changes. What's the technical advantage of this package, you ask? The entire package is designed to give the trailing car more of an aerodynamic advantage to see more slingshot style moves, hopefully, and passes for the lead. Now, what is the format for the 2018 All-Star Race? 4 stages make up the event. Stage 1 ends at lap 30. Stage 2 ends at lap 50. Stage 3 ends at lap 70, and the final, Stage 4, will be a 10-lap shootout to decide which Monster Energy Cup Series driver earns $1 million. And yes, NASCAR overtime will be in play, but for this event, it will be in play for all 4 of the stages. Unlike previous years, the 2018 running of the All-Star Race will not have any mandatory pit stops throughout it, as pitting is totally in the hands of the individual teams. Also worth note, only green flag laps will count in that final 10-lap stage. As we head in to that special event here in a few weeks, you might be asking, how is the field set? Well, it's comprised of all 2017 and 2018 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race winners, as well as any drivers who are former All-Star Race winners that compete full-time in the Monster Energy Series, as well as former series champions that compete full-time. That'd currently leave the number of drivers in the field at 17, but with recently retired drivers such as Matt Kenseth and Dale Earnhardt Jr., that number could change, and it for sure will, because the drivers who win stage 1, 2, and 3 in the Monster Energy Open preceding the All-Star Race will also earn a berth in the big show under the lights at Charlotte. And the annual fan vote is back, with the winner of that getting the final place on the grid to start the 2018 All-Star Race for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. That'll do it for this special edition of Track Talk. For those of you who were itching for a recap from Texas Motor Speedway, not to worry. You can catch that completely in print form, just as you normally would following along. For now, though, I'm Andrew Gallinger. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with you next week as we recap all the action from Bristol Motor Speedway.